This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Getting comfortable with declaring without evidence and setting a vision for something that you've never accomplished before, it involves some steps. Yesterday, I spoke about some of the complications that you can face that will derail you. And today, in the next few days, I'm going to spend some time talking about a couple steps each day that can support you as you bring your goal planning for the year to a landing, if you bring it down to land it. And today I'm just going to talk about clarifying your vision and believing in yourself. Clearly defining your vision, the vision that you want to pursue, is one of the important parts of creating a vision for yourself, creating quarterly goals. What does success look like? What is it you really want to pursue? What are the key milestones along the way? Having a clear understanding of your vision is essential when you're setting up achievable goals for the year and breaking that down into a quarter, into months, and into weeks. Believing in yourself is the second thing. I want you to look past into history and see times when you have achieved things you didn't realize you could. Look for some data points. Cultivate a belief in your ability to achieve the vision. Even if you haven't done it before, you get to remind yourself of your past strengths, your current strengths, your past successes that can contribute now to your current vision. You also get to do some mirror work or positive self-talk. Even when I say it sounds trivial. But I want you to think about how you would cheer for yourself or cheer for someone that's one of your best friends as they're going to achieve something they've never achieved. Developing that sort of internal dialogue is going to support you in keeping keeping that climate inside of yourself conducive to your vision. Don't forget, you're in the quantum field. If you are polluting your internal dialogue with skepticism or criticism, you are aiming your energy away from your target. To align yourself so that you just have to pop into the vision at some point, you get to think about believing in yourself in a way, believing in the version of yourself that is aligned with that vision. So what it is that as you envision yourself, as you imagine yourself in that future, as if it's in your past, what characteristics are you embodying there? You get to believe in those. You get to talk those forward. You get to stand in those now so that your vision gets drawn right to you. Tomorrow I'll be back with a couple more things for you. I hope you're working diligently on these quarterly goals and the benchmarks, essentially you're setting up a roadmap to getting into your vision. Have a beautiful day.